with the leisure man, the leisure man, the leisure man, the leisure man, the leisure man.
Welcome to the Leisureman Podcast. I'm Paul Papps. He's Andrew Perloff. We're here with NBC Sports Leisureman Podcast. Perloff, I'm going to speak to you momentarily, if you'll permit me, as a Bears fan, not Paulie, the objective Leisureman host.
Okay.
I felt good yesterday about what the Bears did. I didn't feel great because it's the Redskins, and I always try to put in perspective who you're beating. And of course, the second half where Case Keenum almost led them on a comeback made me feel not that great. But, you know, I don't want to complain because I have a pretty competitive football team that I watch. But I also had the feeling that this football team, as is not going to the Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
Yeah, it feels like a playoff team, not a Super Bowl team.
Right, which, again, would go back to the quarterback because the defense is great, if not awesome. The offensive line's fine. The receivers are a mishmash of guys, but pretty good. The running backs are pretty good. The only question mark, of course, is the quarterback. And I'm trying not to buy into what everyone says that Mitch Trubisky has a ceiling of goodness.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like other great quarterbacks. When he's in the pocket, you know, he's got some good movement. He seems to be somewhat calm under pressure. He runs a little much, but I like the way he runs. But it doesn't seem like he's going to make throws that beat a defense.
Yeah, he's not pressuring them downfield.
Yes.
But is that the coaching? I feel like the coaching staff's got to let him cut loose a little bit more, take some more risks.
Or they know he can't do it, and they're protecting him. You know, Jared Goff looked really good last year because of the system he was in, exacerbated all his good stuff.
Yeah.
He has some really good receivers, like high-end receivers.
Oh, his receiving core is amazing.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky does not have that.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine. They got a bunch of decent dudes. So I'm not sure what to think. I mean, if the Bears in the next draft take a tight end in the first round and a wide receiver in the second round, maybe it goes the other way. Maybe it jumps up a little bit. Look at you laughing.
No, I'm actually totally agree with your take. But I want to talk about a sort of a bro etiquette football watching thing that occurred during last night's game.
Go ahead.
I want to read a couple texts that went back and forth between you and me.
Oh, boy. I should have brought my phone.
Okay. All right. So Case Keenum's getting killed by Khalil Mack and your friends in Chicago.
Yes.
And I said, oh, man, this is not going well for Case. And you text me back, it's not Case's fault, no line and below average receivers. Accurate analysis, but I felt like I was being sort of
placated,
like, sympathized with, like almost like you like put an arm around a buddy at a funeral. I felt like, no, and I liked it. I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. Was that a bro helping out a bro on a tough football night, or was there a little bit of that? I mean,
there was a little bit of that.
You could tell I was upset.
Yeah, because you have a personal relationship. This guy is a friend of yours, not a media friend. Like I know J.J. Watt, but we're not friends.
Yeah.
We text a little bit. I know Landon Donovan. We text a little bit.
But then again, if Landon Donovan was playing in a big gig, you would grind for him, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. I mean,
he's very similar, yeah.
I consider him a friend.
But yeah.
You and Case, to the point that you know his family. You've gone out to dinner with him and his family.
Oh, many times, yeah.
You've got a book. You guys did a book together. That's more of a partnership.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if the sequels are going to come out anytime soon.
But love that book.
So the thing is, so I really root for Case really hard.
But I was also giving my honest opinion.
But yeah, and I actually didn't think that you were making that up at all. Because, and also, I mean, like, who are these guys? I watched the Redskins. I've watched all three games. And I'm like, who is that just went out for a pass?
Well, I guess I'd say this. I mean, Case Keenum, he's going to probably take the blame for last night. But if you saw that pass rush, obviously, if you put Patrick Mahomes there, it would have been better. If you put the best quarterback in the league, it would go better. But Case is not a bad quarterback in any way. And I go back to what I said. If you asked Vikings fans, both then and now, would they have stuck with Case Keenum instead of spending probably double the amount of money?
Yeah.
I know what Case would have gotten. He probably would have got like 3 years, $36
million. That, yeah, yeah.
Which is a great contract for a dude like him.
Absolutely.
And they paid a little more than double to, quite a bit more than double.
3 years, about 90.
Kirk Cousins.
Or 84.
Kirk Cousins looks the part. He can do some really good things, but it seems like when there's a pressure situation, he puckers up. Case Keenum has a limited amount of abilities. You know, nice arm, nice moving ability. He's okay. He doesn't do anything great.
His skills are more intangibles.
His skill is that he really believes in himself, and I don't think that in a tight game he would pucker up.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think Kirk Cousins is maybe getting a little unfairly criticized in Minnesota. He's getting killed.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, I you should hear some of these, like, analytics guys. They're like, I've heard people killing Kirk Cousins.
Oh, are you saying by the, like, the criticism? Well.
No, 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 not by the pressure.
Oh, I'm talking about the
offensive line. Not like defensive. No, like, I've heard media members just wailing on Kirk Cousins. And yes, he is, there's no doubt he's been a disappointment in big games. But I put him... He's not as bad. I think all quarterbacks, let me just make it a little bigger. I think Trubisky's getting overkilled. I think Kirk Cousins is getting overkilled. Like, everybody expects, and I think Jared Goff is getting overkilled. I mean, I think we've raised our bar so high.
Well, the position, you're critiqued until you win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
So that's automatic. You know, Patrick Mahomes has two more years of this before it's like, well, that's nice, but where's the big game appearance? Yeah. If Patrick Mahomes is, after 4 years, does not appear in a Super Bowl, he will be criticized because it's Super Bowl bust. I would say one thing, Kirk Cousins, and this is the obvious, he inherited a Super Bowl team and he made them worse.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. I mean, it's just, I personally like the guy, but that has nothing to do with our analysis.
Yeah. I mean, there were probably other factors going on.
A little bit.
They had some injuries on defense. They had, remember, Everson Griffin was going through some stuff. They're better this year. That's a really interesting division. Because I think I watched the Lions-Eagles on Sunday. The Lions are pretty juicy. You know, Stafford, we don't ever, that's another guy with the bars too high. Stafford's awesome by all objective, but like we look down on him because he can't win.
He can't win a playoff game.
No. I mean, he hasn't even come close. And Patricia now has built a defense. Maybe the Lions are juicy because there are not a lot. I asked you before the DP show this morning, name a better division in the NFC North, and you countered that there's no Super Bowl contender, but top to bottom, there's four solid teams.
Right, which means that the NFC North will be a 10-win team, a 7-win team, an 8-win team, and a 9-win team, probably. Probably what's going to happen.
I think the Packers with that defense could be 11 or 12.
Right, but that's the most because they beat each other up.
Right, right. Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But try and even name a division that's close. You won't even, I've went through them. Let's go through them together. The NFC North is top heavy with the Cowboys and the Eagles.
But you're taking the argument and you're making it four competitive teams in division. Fine. What division has two teams you could picture in the Super Bowl?
Right now, I don't think the NFC East. I mean, the Eagles are 1-2 and about to go 1-3.
Right. Yeah.
They're so injured.
If they won two in a row and they're 3-3, you're like, okay, now they're back. The ship is righted. And you'd say Dallas or Philly.
But why is Dallas more of a Super Bowl favorite than the Packers?
They seem to be more complete. They seem to be.
They
more
seem
complete.
To be, but look who's under center for the Packers. I don't know that that's so odd. I mean, I we're buying in this Cowboys. Who have the Cowboys beaten? I mean, they beat the Dolphins,
all right,
the Redskins, and the Giants. That's like, okay, that's not, I'm not going to give you that one. It's like, okay, and then, all right, let's see some other divisions. NFC South has been a little bit disappointing. Atlanta's always injured. Tampa Bay hasn't found itself. Carolina's injured. And the Saints are also dealing with
injuries. The Saints, I'll still make them a Super Bowl contender because they will probably get a rested Breeze back. They'll definitely get a rested Breeze back. And they look pretty good without him.
But you can't argue that division's better than the NFC North.
No. No, no. Actually, I don't like them this year.
Now, the NFC West is a little better this year because the Rams are good, really good on defense. The Cardinals look pretty good.
Ooh, not pretty good. They look like they're going in a better direction, but they're not threatening.
3-0. They've been quietly drafting defense like crazy.
Seahawks are going to get 8 or 9 wins. They always do.
Seahawks will be 9. That's not bad. AFC East is the Patriots, the Bills, and then awfulness.
Yeah.
Awfulness.
Yeah, true awfulness.
But they're going to get a lot of wins out of those two teams.
It seems like the Bills could get a wild card spot, which they do because they pick up the scraps of the AFC East.
Oh, definitely. They definitely will be 9-7 and lose in the first round.
And if the Bills happen to face the Patriots in week like 16 when the Patriots are undefeated and decide not to play anybody, that could be a bonus win.
Right. Then the AFC North is way down this year. Way down. The Bengals are struggling. The Steelers are struggling, both 0-3. The Browns don't look good, and the Ravens are the good team. But
yeah,
the AFC South, forget. I will never put the AFC South.
I still like the Colts because they seem like a complete team. Not a lot of stars.
Would you say, but guess who's going to win that division? Because they always do. The Texans are going to win that division, Paul. Your Texans, who you picked for the Super Bowl last year, and was not bad was not bad analysis.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If Deshaun Watson is upright for 16 games, that team is really good. They just nobody talked about the fact that they just beat up the Chargers last week. J.J. Watt was back, so I'm not going to let you let go of your Texans. And then the AFC West, it's basically the Chargers and the Chiefs.
I heard you have a fun game for us to play today, Annalisa.
All right. So this is actually not unrelated to the topic we were just talking about. Let's rip through which teams will be drafting a quarterback next year. It's a could be a really QB heavy draft. There's some buzz out there in the
draft.
Okay,
I'll react and then you put the bow on it.
Okay. Let's start with Marcus Mariota and the Titans.
Maybe. It depends if they bring in Tannehill. I think that team needs some buzz.
Come on. Of course they're if they bring in Tannehill, it's over.
You don't think they're gonna give Tannehill six games to end the season? Or does that matter?
I think at this point, if they did play Tannehill, that meant that they would take a shot at a quarterback. To have a young quarterback in the building.
Yeah, they have to take one. Because Mariota's contract.
Yeah, unless they could catch fire.
They're not going to catch fire.
I like Vrabel, though. He seems like a tough guy. I don't know if tough guy equals wins. James Winston.
I actually think he's going to get another year. I think he's doing enough, and it's really early. But that guy is going to... He's got 11 lives, 12 lives, it seems like. He'll probably what Jameis will probably do is be like the player of the month in December. What do you think?
I'd lean no, just because they look so bad against the Giants at the end of the game. Yeah. Although you're right, both Mariota and Winston. Every time you totally count them out, they make a big play. Like, wait, maybe there's something here. They have a knack for that. Okay, Cam Newton and the Panthers.
No, I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, because they have some young guys.
But if his injury gets long, it's a Lisfranc injury.
Yeah.
It's a heel. So that's separate from the shoulder.
Which is still recovering. Yeah.
Yeah. And the shoulder's not good. This could be a blessing in disguise that this guy gets to basically sit all season. Kind of like the Andrew Luck situation where he sat that season and got like a year to rest his shoulder.
Yeah. But look where Andrew Luck is now.
Yeah. I would say, oh, man. No, they do not draft a quarterback. But if things go really wrong with Cam Newton's ankle injury, foot injury, Kyle will be.
Kyle Allen, yeah. And Will Greer is in the building, too.
If he keeps playing above average, not like he did last week, but above average, there's going to be a weird offseason for them.
Yeah, I completely agree. Okay, Truth Biscuit, any chance? In the next 2 years they draft a quarterback, I'll send it 2 years. He's in his...
2 years, yes. Because if it doesn't get better this year and somehow tails off next year, people will be fine moving on.
So there's kind of pressure to make the playoffs for him.
Yeah, the next 2 years with that defense.
Totally agree.
And rookie contract.
You know. Okay, Kirk Cousins has...
What do you think of the Bears?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's playoffs or bust, but I do think they can make the playoffs. I think Trubisky is... you don't talk about it. Trubisky is designed for this team. It's a run team and a defense team. Mm-hmm. It's similar to... Remember that team with Mike Brown at safety that won like 13 games?
Sure. Urlacher, Mike Brown, Rex Grossman.
The team can clearly win. I got to be honest, the start of the season's been a little bit disappointing for them. Mm-hmm. I know they're 2-1, but I thought they would be better. I totally agree. He's perfectly cut out for that team, but they have to win. Kirk Cousins is going to be up after next year. Do you think they'll start peaking at quarterback? I guess they have to wait. They have so much money.
I think they have to wait. They just got too much cash involved.
Yeah, but it's only a year and a half. That'll be over before you know it.
Jump in with whatever you think on these.
Yeah, Bengals. Be honest, I'm an Andy Dalton fan.
It's time to go. Yeah. Andy Dalton's 32. I thought he's 29.
Really?
He's 32.
Andy Dalton, my friend, is 32.
Your
it's a red hair.
30. Yes,
makes him look like he's 27.
Yeah, it makes him look like a teenager. I think he's 32 years old, and he was a nice story of where they got him as a second round pick. It worked out well for quite a few years.
I don't know if you've been reading the NFL stats page lately.
That's all I
do. But you know that Andy Dalton is ranked second in the NFL in passing yards.
That's either a really good or really bad stat, right?
Yeah, I will defend. Okay, the Bengals have a bigger issue. Last year, they had number 32 defense in the league. They've gotten significantly worse this year, believe it or not. They need to draft, and they drafted a tackle this year who got hurt immediately. They need to draft a defensive playmaker at some point, or they're going nowhere.
They might want to go the route of drafting another second-round quarterback, like the next-tier guy, and surround him with some people, and don't use then he'll be low-cost for 5 years.
That's exactly what they did with Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton was a high second, right?
Yeah, him and Kaepernick, I think, went in the second round, and they built around him. I like that. Okay, I got three more. Steelers. Is this a Mason Rudolph tryout leading?
Boy, that's an interesting one. I think that's the most interesting one because
me too.
They're getting a full look at Mason Rudolph this year. And if they don't like it, I look at the Steelers in the position, maybe, stay with me here, that the Giants were 2 years ago when they stunk and Eli Manning seemed old for the first time in his career and unthreatening. And they had that high pick and they went with Saquon. We said Sam Darnold. This year they went with Daniel Jones, and it looks like that's working out. But we said take Sam Darnold last year because you have a top five pick, which most of the time, almost all the time, the Giants don't have top five picks. They usually have like 15 to 25.
Right.
So the Steelers, because of Ben's injury, could be in a position where they have a top eight pick this year, and they never have top eight picks.
Never.
In Pittsburgh, never. Like, literally never. And they may be forced to press the issue at the quarterback position because you may not have the opportunity to take Justin Herbert with the seventh pick next year when Ben comes back and makes you a little better.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's such a good point. The timing of it. Now, the interesting thing is they say we had Mason Rudolph graded as a first rounder, and that's why we traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I don't think that's there. I feel like that's – I don't – that one. I saw him against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole game.
I'd like to see – you know.
Yeah, I'm probably jumping to a conclusion.
I got to see another month.
Yeah.
But they have they're in a good position because they're going to have the choice of Rudolph, and they don't have to pay him if they let him go. The choice to let Roethlisberger go, and a top 10 draft pick likely. So they're actually in a good place to replace Roethlisberger.
Okay, a few more teams here. Jaguars are interesting because they have Minshew is playing great. He might not. He might keep Nick Foles on the bench, and then Nick Foles. I have to look up the money, but they have Nick Foles for 2 years.
Yeah,
I think that I don't see them drafting a quarterback. They're going to make it work with one of those guys.
Isn't it funny that Foles could be in a position where he gets benched again?
Yeah,
and he's the highest paid guy, and they have a young star that they like, Carson Wentz. He was on the bench last year with Carson Wentz. And now he may, because of his injury, go to the bench and be the highest paid guy on the team, one of the highest paid guys on the team, while ever all the fans jump on Minshew.
Yeah. It's such a that's a funny situation. What if they got good? Minshew gets hurt in the playoffs and Foles comes in. There you go.
20 years from now, when they talk about Super Bowl quarterbacks, nobody will have a weirder career than Nick Foles.
100%. There won't even be anyone close.
He has one of the single best quarterback rating seasons of all time. And the rest of his seasons kind of stink. Then he was a Super Bowl MVP, and then he went back to the bench.
He had that 1 year in Philadelphia with Chip Kelly where he had 27 touchdowns and two picks. It was crazy.
It's better than Aaron Rodgers.
But I'll tell you one weirder career. Jim Plunkett. He was awful, and then he had two Super Bowl winning years.
But Nick Foles, he went from no expectations out of college to a high-end backup to Super Bowl or the Chip Kelly offense. Then he goes away for a while, gets paid a lot, and then he comes back and gets a Super Bowl MVP.
Unbelievable.
I would like his career, but when he's done, he's going to be like, what the hell just happened here?
Yeah, I know. But I think he's going to be rich and happy. Polly, did you know that one out of every four batteries will fail this winter?
Of course I knew that.
Yeah, in Vermont, it's like a fact of life. You can get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And you just test it. It doesn't mean you need a new one. You'll find out maybe you don't need a new one.
If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has a Superstart battery for you, of course. O'Reilly Auto Parts is a place to go, especially if you're going to be in those cold winter months in places like...
Vermont, Wilmington, Vermont.
Of course. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So, okay, two more teams. Denver Broncos. They just signed Joe Flacco.
That's a weird one because Joe Flacco still appears to be a decent player.
But let's say, just like you're saying, they don't get in top five all the time.
Right, and they have to give Drew Lock a look.
Mm.
They have to, or why draft him?
People don't care about second-round picks anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy Clausen never got a look in Carolina. I'm going back.
Are the Broncos 0-3?
Yeah.
Okay, if they're 1-6, they have to let Drew Lock play the rest of the season.
Got it. Yeah, okay, give Drew Lock a tryout.
It's just intelligence.
But what if they're sitting at number 5 and Elway is still the president of the team and Justin Herbert, who he loves, is sitting there? They're going
to
jump on that.
Yeah, I'm with you. You have to grab that high-end guy. You know, Drew Lock. You know, that happened before to other people.
I had totally forgotten that our reasoning about the Giants, that you're not going to be in the top five that much. Okay, last team. This one is juicy. The Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. If there's a good chance, let's face it, with that talent level, they could be a 5-11, 4-12 team. They might end up...
You think they'd be worse than that or better?
They could end up right around there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think like they could end up with like the number 9 pick, theoretically.
And he loves to trade. He may trade up.
Yeah, he may trade up, or they might get this could be, who knows, it could be a 3 or 4. It could be, remember that year Jake Locker and Christian Ponder went up. You could have 4 first-round quarterbacks.
Yeah, I was just thinking, there could be too many teams and not enough quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, no, this year, the next 2 years, they say are pretty
low. This year, it's Justin Herbert, Tua, and?
Sam Erlinger at Texas is starting to move up. Yeah, I know.
Wow, that guy is like a dump truck.
I know, he's gigantic. He's first
Does
or second
Jalen Hurts...
Jalen Hurts is in the conversation.
Unbelievable.
There's a kid, Jordan Love at Utah State, who's in everyone's conversation. Wait, there's two or three other guys who all of a sudden have emerged. The kid Gardner Minshew success, the new, I don't even know his name. There's a new kid at Washington State that's put up yards. There's a kid at Colorado. You know how it is, Paul.
I love it.
It doesn't matter what the talent level is. They'll make him in the first round quarterback.
It's a need.
Right. Was Christian Ponder a first round quarterback? You saw him at Florida State.
He was a third round quarterback.
He
would have been a perfect third round quarterback.
There are a lot of those. There's a lot of like mock draft writers who are like, well, you know, this guy's pretty good in college.
Oh.
And then 2 years from now, you got Trevor Lawrence.
Are you getting fired up for the draft right now as this conversation? I'm getting really fired up.
It is one of the great, it's going to be the best draft. Last year's draft sucked. This year's draft, I don't know where they're going. Is it Vegas? Yeah, it's Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
We have to go to that one.
Oh, the Leisure in Vegas?
Yeah, we definitely have to go.
Getting up early, getting a workout.
Yeah. We are so not fun in Vegas.
I think we might be the least fun. And
I do not gamble. I'm like, I'm not going to throw that money away.
Right.
Craps table.
I don't do much on the cards. Sports, I'll gamble, but.
I'd love to go to the sports book, but you know, that's not the same. That's not when you talk about like blood pump in Vegas, let's do it. It's not like
Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Let's go do a parlay on like the Siena basketball game.
Yeah, let's get some CFL action going.
Yeah. Like it'll be April. Actually, there'll be nothing good. Yeah. What's going on? Late April. We are not going to gamble.
Early season baseball betting.
Oh, we could go on. There's a lot of new nice architecture in Las Vegas.
Oh, love it. Maybe like a tour of the Hoover Dam.
Drive out to the Frank Lloyd Wright House.
Sure.
It'd be lovely. I'm totally into that. Vegas, baby.
Vegas with the Leisureman. All right, last thing before we wrap it up, we'd like to give tips. Leisureman field trip later this week to Portland, Maine and the surrounding areas. Have you been to Maine before, Andrew Perloff?
I have.
Fill me in.
I've been to Portland. Portland's a lovely city.
It is.
Yes.
How would you describe it for someone who's never been there?
Portland, first of all, it's a social town. It's like a bit of a party town. It's a bit of a restaurant town.
On the water.
Yeah, it's on the water. It's very touristy. It's
hipster?
A little touristy. No, not un-hipster. It reminds me a little
bit. Like wilderness hipster?
What's that town we went to for the party in New Hampshire that had the brewery?
Portsmouth.
It's got a little Portsmouth feel to me,
okay. But
it's bigger and nicer. Portsmouth's a small town. It's great. Are you also going out into the lake area?
Sure. I've been to Maine before. I've been to like southern Maine. I've been to like a town called Belfast and up there by Castine and Arcadia National Park. But I've never been to the big city, their big city of Portland.
Let me ask you a question, though. You have a house in Vermont. Why? What does Maine offer that you didn't have in Vermont? Why that is a destination?
I just want to try to check out more places
because
I see all these places and I read about Portland, Maine and the great food and beer scene and the scenery and the old school town. I'm like, I keep saying, man, I'd love to go there. But I got to start doing these things. I got to start checking these off.
Yeah.
And my wife and I are going for 4 nights. We're going to go 1 night to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Like you said, a great town. Then up into Maine, 2 nights in Portland. We're going to stop by the L.L. Bean Factory, which is open 24 hours a
been
day.
Been there. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. My sister
it's
went
like
to
paradise,
college.
Right?
You know, my sister went to college in Maine. She went to Bates and Lewiston.
That's high end, right?
So we used to... It's pretty good. It's very good. But Lewiston, you know, Lewiston is where the Sonny Liston fight was.
Right.
That's like it's claimed. That's not a nice town. You know, there's a lot of factory towns in Maine, just like, but it's cool. Oh, man, I'm so jealous. You're going to love it. Now, and can I ask? I know it's only Tuesday, but what's the foliage situation? Do you know exactly what colors we're looking at?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because it's a little warm in the Northeast, so the foliage is late this year. Maine, that's one of the reasons we're going to Maine because Maine is first.
You're chasing.
I'm leaf chasing.
Dude, I don't know. That makes me nervous. Like,
is it desperate?
Paulie's chasing again. El Nino came in late, and now Paulie's chasing the oranges and the yellows.
I'm jonesing for some orange and red leaves. That's how I live.
You know what's interesting about Maine, too? Like, there are all these famous people who have places up there, like the Bushes and Kennedys. I don't even know. The Bushes are Kennebunkport, obviously.
Right.
You got to check that
out. We're going to stop. And I think we're staying there our last night, Kennebunkport, Maine.
Yeah, whenever they show, like, a video of, like, the Bush compound, it looks amazing. Oh, my God.
Right.
I'm so jealous.
And the Kennedys had a place there back in the day. So we're going to go out to dinner one night in Kennebunkport. And I told my wife, I go, I think we got to wear nice clothes that night. I think we should dress up a little. She goes, yeah, Kennebunkport's supposed to be nice. I'm like, what? I go, why do you think that? She goes, why do you think that? I'm like, because the Kennedys live there? I actually said that phrase to her. I'm like, I don't know if Kennebunkport is actually nicer than any of the other coastal towns of Maine, but because the Kennedy family live there, I have the feeling it's more preppy and nice.
Do the Kennedys have a place on Block Island?
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard.
That's where he was. Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, they definitely had Martha. It's interesting. There's pictures. I go to Cape Cod every summer. You know who has a big house? Taylor Swift has a gigantic house.
Taylor Swift has a big house in Watch Hill, Rhode Island.
Which is that where it is?
Yes. Okay. So we have a little pad up in a place called Snug Harbor. So about right on the Connecticut. This is fascinating for people. Just eight, but this is a great tip. Some great places. Watch Hill, Rhode Island, great place. And Narragansett, Rhode Island. But Taylor Swift has a house here. Here's the thing. I know a guy who owns a landscaping company. And when Taylor Swift bought this big house on the water, she had a bunch of landscaping work done. And this guy, I'm not going to give out his name, of course, or his company, but he and his guys had to go there one day and they didn't know whose house they were going to. They just were contacted and said, here's a big old house in Watch Hill. We got to do it. They get there. They had to sign. They all had to show up their IDs. They all had to make sure they were citizens. They all had to make sure they were had signed waivers to not.
Wow.
They had to leave their phones in a basket outside before they went onto the property. And they had to, there was a security guard watching them do their work the entire time around the house. So T-Swizzle's staff knows what they're doing.
Yeah, for good reason. If I was on that job, I'd be snapping photos all day long.
She might be the most famous person on earth, right?
Yeah, no, she's certainly in the conversation.
Who would, I mean, if you took away, I mean, just now when I say fame, real quick, we'll just put this to bed. Fame, as far as the amount of people who know who that person is, not positive, negative.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, Taylor Swift, Lionel Messi.
Tiger Woods.
That's a.
Mike Tyson, people don't know.
No, that's a generation ago, but.
Brad Pitt or Leo DiCaprio? DiCaprio. I don't know.
Venus, Serena Williams.
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift's a lot bigger than Katy Perry's.
Yeah.
The Kardashians or the Jenners. I don't know. I actually am not sure.
All right.
Well, that's good, man. We'll have a great time, dude. Give me a full report next week.
We'll report live from Portland, Maine. Later.